Texte numéro 79. Sacha Baron Cohen. Facebook would have let Hitler buy ads for Final Solution. Sacha Baron Cohen, the actor famous for playing Borat, has denounced tech giants Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Google as the greatest propaganda machine in history and culpable for a surge in murderous attacks on religious and ethnic minorities. Baron Cohen was speaking on Thursday at Never Is Now, the Anti-Defamation League Summit on Anti-Semitism and Hate in New York, where he was presented with the organization's International Leadership Award. He said that hate crimes are surging, as are murderous attacks on religious and ethnic minorities, and that all this hate and violence is being facilitated by a handful of internet companies that amount to the greatest propaganda machine in history. He added, "The algorithms that these platforms depend on deliberately amplify the type of content that keeps users engaged, stories that appeal to our baser instincts and that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels would have done with Facebook. If you pay them, Facebook will run any political ad you want, even if it's a lie," he said, "and then even help you micro-target those lies to their users for maximum effect. Under this twisted logic, if Facebook were around in the 1930s, it would have allowed Hitler to post 30-second ads on his solution to the Jewish problem." Baron Cohen went on to attack Mark Zuckerberg's defense of Facebook as a bastion of free expression. He said, "I think we could all agree that we should not be giving bigots and paedophiles a free platform to amplify their views and target their victims." Baron Cohen also criticized Facebook's decision not to remove Holocaust deniers, saying, "We have millions of pieces of evidence for the Holocaust. It's a historical fact, and denying it is not some random opinion. Those who deny the Holocaust aim to encourage another one." Baron Cohen also called for internet companies to be held responsible for their content. "It's time to finally call these companies what they really are, the largest publishers in history. And here's an idea for them. Abide by basic standards and practices, just like newspapers, magazines, and TV news do every day." A spokesperson for Facebook said in response, "Sacha Baron Cohen misrepresented Facebook's policies. Hate speech is actually banned on our platform. We ban people who advocate for violence, and we remove anyone who praises or supports it. Nobody, including politicians, can advocate or advertise hate, violence, or mass murder on Facebook." Adapted from The Guardian, November 2019.